item number 12.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the request for information issued to determine community capacity for behavioral health services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Madam Chair, this is the report of RFI that we issued based on a recommendation and resolution from the Facilities Committee. We did issue that RFI in October 3rd, 2011. They had a month to respond to it. We were seeking information that provided us with both a good inventory of what are the current services and what is the interest and ability to expand services. This was consistent, of course, with our redesign activities, which you've already heard about, and would provide us with some baseline data. As you can see through the data, we did collect some information. In addition to particular services, we had a total of 52 agencies that submitted responses. The table gives you some of them. I'll just highlight a few things. We had 32 agencies that told us that they provide services in languages other than English. We have only 8 agencies that of the 52 that responded that are currently using peer specialists. So as you've heard, this is an area of great concern and possible action for us. We also did look at agencies that are part of emerging businesses. So we think that this gave us some very good information. I would tell you that most of the expansion issues came from people that were already providing services in one of our other networks, either in Wraparound or Wiser Choice or some of those other activities, and that they were willing then to expand their services from a patient population, as you've heard, Wraparound, children and adolescents. They're able to expand that to adults. There were a number of, quote, new ideas, but I would tell you most of the new ideas were kind of rehashing or almost sort of a commercial for their agencies. And so I would say that we didn't see anything that was absolutely, wow, this is an idea we had not thought of, but it did give us some very good opportunity to look at agencies. There were a number of new agencies that came to our attention, and this will be an absolutely important for us in terms of using these respondents for future RFPs and future needs.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I had, I guess, trouble sort of distilling a lot of value from it because it's all, sort of all aggregated data. And I mean, do we have the sense that the capacity and interest is there in the areas that we want it to be there or are going to need it, and not just that there are agencies willing to expand in areas where they think they can? Could or should expand?
I would say yes, 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 and no, no, no. The answers are yes and no. It depends on the agency. I would say that there were agencies that offered services that were not services we were currently anticipating using. Mm-hmm. But the bulk of the services were expansions from things that we have already found to be successful, agencies that we've already found to be successful. And we'll be, I should have said that, we'll be forwarding the information to our continuum of care and our community linkages action teams for them to kind of look and see are there some things we need to build or can we use some of these opportunities in terms of the action implementation plans. I would say that we felt that we had good responsiveness from individuals and it did spur lots of conversations. And so, well, I can't say that we had very specific concrete data. I think it was a good next step in the evolution, if you will.
Okay. Then, so sort of what happens next? I mean, how do you, at this stage in the process, you're not getting the economics from them.
We didn't ask for that, no.
So, I mean, in terms of sort of how you plan, how you move forward,
right,
and budget,
right.
I mean, what's the next step?
Right. So, for instance, as I said, the class program, the Community Linkages and Stabilization Program, which is our discharge management program, we'll be RFPing that out shortly, and we'll be able to use the number of individuals from this list, as well as individuals that are involved in other activities, to target those RFPs out, and be able to use their information to give us comfort that they'll be able to fill that need.
Anything else? All right, item number four.